बोल माँ, बोल जल्दी, बोल जल्दी, बोल बच्चा, बोल बोल दे, बोल दे माँ, बोल माँ, बोल बोल,
कम ऑन बेबी,
बोल जल्दी, बोल
से माँ,
माँ
कम ऑन से माँ, माँ
बोल दे,
माँ
बोल दे माँ,
who's बोल come to our house today child? Me too baby, talk to your ma. Question for you, dear listener. Where are we? Who is Me Too? And what is Lakshmi trying to get Me Too to do? Okay, if you said sitting at the edge of Sophia Zubair Road while the morning commute zooms by less than 10 feet away, if you guessed Me Too is a parrot who's supposed to perform for my benefit, you can proceed to go. Lakshmi has the kerosene stove on full blast, boiling the chai and the water for the rice and vegetables. It's a very small hut, no more than 8 by 10 feet. Kitchen, living room, bedroom, all rolled into one. And 4 people live here. Lakshmi, her husband Satyanarayan, and her 2 kids, a son Srinivas, aged 13, and a daughter, Sridevi, now 18. Actually, they're 5, because Lakshmi's sister, Kameshwari, has been staying with them for the last few months looking for work. But next week, she's heading back to their village in Andhra Pradesh.
Somebody told me you're the only Hindu on this particular street, is that correct?
Satya, maya ke liye.
It's true, I'm the only Hindu on this street. Aur
pura Muslim hai.
One day, it was last week, there was a huge demonstration here. Must have been 5,000 Muslims. I didn't know what was going to happen, my being there. Sagiro went with me. She started getting nervous because people kept on asking, who's she? Sagiro said, it's Lakshmi. Oh, then she must be a Hindu. Sagiro was really scared. Oh, no, 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 she's converted.
And I said, yes, I'm a Hindu, but I'm with
you.
Hey, Didi, drain the rice now.
And no trouble after that.
Nah, we're like one big happy family. Quite a lot of them, in fact, deposit their money for our bank with me.
I do a lot of work in the community, so they have respect for me and they love me. But because they were outsiders, everybody was a little scared for me that day.
Malana's Ad Road, this whole area is very heavily Muslim. Do you never feel scared during the riots?
पहले जात को ऊपर कोई लपड़ा नहीं हुआ हमारे सामने. पहले टाइम में अभी देख रही इधर 20 साल हुआ के.
I've been living in this hut for last 20 years, and first time in those 20 years I saw violence and rioting between Hindu and Muslims. It had never happened earlier.
Time out for chai and cookies.
Stop karo, chai thanda ho raha.
Time to put aside all this frivolous chat and get on with the really important job at hand, preparing the meal. In one corner of the hut are stacked large metal containers. Lakshmi asks her sister to bring the long tin with the dal in it.
When did you do your market? Before we came, between 8 and 9?
दाल चावल सब मैं 15 दिन को 8 दिन के एकदम सब भर के रखती शक्कर चावल दाल तेल सब भर के रखती साबुन से सब
I every day I buy only vegetables but like pulses and rice and oil and kerosene and sugar I buy I store the supply of 15 days
रोजाना खरीदने के लिए आदमी काम भी रोज मांगता ना तो वो कभी 8 दिन नहीं 10 दिन नहीं काम रहेगा
सो व्हेनेवर माय हस्बैंड हैज वर्क एंड ही अर्न्स मनी आई जस्ट बाय राशन आई जस्ट बाय ऑल माय सप्लाइज एंड देन व्हेनेवर ही इज नॉट ही हैज नो वर्क देन वी ईट आउट ऑफ दैट
How much roughly do you think it costs you to feed the 4 of you in a week
8 रुपए किलो से पौने किलो का 6 रुपए होता 6 रुपए के चावल
they get some fruit in this season bananas and guava Lakshmi buys them in the afternoon when they're a rupee or 2 cheap
I spend nearly 30 rupees every day to feed my family of four people. That doesn't include any fancy food. It's simple, basic food, but it's the life has become so expensive.
Roughly translated, Lakshmi spends a minimum of a dollar a day on food. And she'll be lucky if her husband gets paid much more than $1.50.
Oh my God, okay.
When and if he gets work. No meat, no fish. Those are luxuries, just a few times a month. Lakshmi is basically vegetarian, but her husband isn't. So she's learned to cook mutton and fish for him. The staples are therefore plenty of good fresh vegetables and breads and rice and potatoes. Lakshmi works full-time for Maila Milan now, teaching, traveling, organizing, getting some salary that helps keep them afloat. But when Satya Narayan can't get work, Lakshmi still has to borrow.
I take loans all the time, especially in rainy season. For 3 months, my husband has no work in rainy season. So I really have to take loans from Maila Milan and from my neighbors and people from outside.
I'm intrigued by all your cooking pots. Do you bring those when you get married, or those something you acquire here once you're in Bombay?
Every Indian woman, whether she lives in a luxury high-rise or a hut on the pavement, seems to have the same army of cooking pots, all spotlessly clean. They're very impressive. And so in its own way is Lakshmi's answer.
I got married to my husband on my own will. I chose him, not my family. So my parents were not...
Lakshmi and Satya Narayan started married life sleeping on a barber's cot.
One day I just met a friend, old friend of mine somewhere, and I asked her, where do you live? And she said, I live on Sophia Zubair Road. I live on the pavement. So I asked her, whether, aren't you scared? Nobody says anything if you stay there. And she said, no, you can stay. That's how I came and started living on this pavement. This hut is built by me, not by my husband. Even this place was found out by me and not by my husband. And whatever I have collected, here, all the utensils and whatever I have is collected by me over the period of time.
Back then, there were just three other huts on this street. Today, there are 50, many of them Bihari Muslims from the north. Lakshmi says they have a much better head for business than she does. Some of them have built three or four huts and now rent them out. She gets on pretty well with most of them, except when they start fighting late at night. And then she goes directly across the street to the Nagpara police station to ask them to break it up so she and the family can finally
Speaking
get
of
some
the police,
sleep.
How do you get on with them, having them almost right opposite you?
Police station samne rehna bahut hi acha tha. Kyun aaju baaju kidhar bhi kuch hota to jaldi kisko malum nahi padta. To log bhi kuch kar sakte jaldi.
It's an advantage to have a police station opposite to your house because you're very safe. There are policemen around. They don't harass you. In fact, sometimes
conversations virtually drowned out by a heavy truck. It's not a place for a nice, quiet snooze.
Late at night, and they make so much noise. So if policeman is passing by, he really scores them, and he makes.
But I am surprised by what Lakshmi's just said. I would have thought just the opposite, that the police would have been a real pain.
Especially during that.
But Lakshmi has a good rapport because she acts as interpreter when the police raid the brothels a few hundred yards away and need to question girls who speak only Telugu or Tamil or Kannada, the three languages of South India.
I was not scared of them. So before the Maila Milan started, I was used to dealing with the police. And whenever in Maila Milan also we had to go and deal with them, I could handle it.
You know, most of you, Maila Milan, the original founders of it, you're pretty tough people, and you're pretty, none of you are exactly a shrinking violet. You all speak your minds fairly forcefully. What do you think has made over the years, you know, has kept you all together?
So, jo bhi kaam hai hum log karne padta hai, ye to nahi bol sakti main tumhara Musliman ka kaam hai main nahi karega. Wo ye to nahi bol sakti tere Hindu ka kaam hai main nahi kar sakega.
Lakshmi never misses a beat, just carries on talking and popping chopped up onions into the hot cooking oil.
When we formed this Mahila Milan, even before forming it, we had all the women had decided together, regardless of their caste and religion, we'll all work together as women. That was our strength, and we could work together.
Yeah, and that's what's kept you together, I suppose.
Yeah, biggest strength to survive as a group together is our social conditions, because all of us live on the pavement, we have the same sort of problems. A lot of people have tried to break our group by spreading rumors, by interfering in our work, but we have survived as a group on the basis of the strength.
Now I better have a cooking lesson. I know you're an extrovert. Okay, this is making chapatis or roti?
The answer's chapatis. In fact, it was Lakshmi's husband, not her own mother, who taught her how to make chapatis. It's made Lakshmi a firm believer in men knowing how to cook. Then they can feed the family if the wife is sick. Lakshmi's the very picture of efficiency. She rolls the dough, then sprinkles a few drops of oil on the hot tava or griddle. Lakshmi says it's almost worn through from use. She'll soon have to invest in a new one. What's the secret of a good chapati? Don't knead the dough more than 5 minutes, otherwise it'll get too soft, and it makes sure the griddle isn't too hot or the chapatis will burn.
I don't like to live on the footpath or a pavement, because everybody thinks people who live on pavements are not good people. We are all good people, we are all good human beings. If you stay in a pakka house, then even if you don't make enough money, you are respected. And if you stay on a pavement, you make lots of money, but you don't get that respect. So I don't want to live on a footpath or pavement.
So respect is as important as having a full stomach.
Since I was a child, my dream was to live very happily and nicely in a good home with nice children and a family. And now I've started moving out. I go to different countries.
You heard right. Lakshmi has indeed traveled,
India,
and
I've
widely,
abroad,
spreading the word for Mahila Milan.
I've been to Bangladesh, I've been to Thailand. When people don't go out, they all think people who live abroad are all very, very rich people, but it's not true. I have seen families, there are poor people and rich people in outside countries also. And the poor people are poorer than us because they don't have community to support them. I totally agree with you. But here in India, at least we can fight with our government, we can demand certain rights. Whereas there are so many other countries where people can't fight with the government.
A neighbor pops her head through the doorway. There's trouble a few lanes away. Someone heard some shots. You better get going while you can.
There's some trouble near Mastan Talao.
And because times are still tense, we gobble down our food. Kamal has to go downtown. Lakshmi and I are headed up through some of the more dangerous streets to the safety of Mahila Milan.
We go to the office?
Waiting for you.
What?
5 minutes.
Five minutes, okay. That's your passport? That's
your bank book.
Uh-huh.
Lakshmi still has to do her toilet, oil her hair and comb it before she can show herself in public. It doesn't matter that she's poor. She has one priceless quality, self-respect.
Big handful.
Come on. After you, lady. Lady of the house.
Yeah.
I have to be careful of my head. Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Off to work. The office.
I once invited Lakshmi and some of the other Maila Milan women to come and stay in my house in the United States. Lakshmi never missed a beat. Julian, bye. Show us where to sleep and wash and cook. Then when we've had a good night's rest, take us to the train station and we'll be off and we'll go meet the poor in Boston, see if we can help. So watch out, Boston, and New York, and Chicago, and LA. They're on their way. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.